Okay.
So just quickly summarize what we did yesterday. Questions and the one you saw we put down, then we'll take it further and we'll plant it all together to go next. So we asked, what's unique about Adar? Adar Purim is unique as Adar Mavi Besimcha. Adar's happy because of Purim, so wait for Purim. Second of all, we needed to understand what was the story that Haman understood that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, therefore it was a good thing for him, which it was. But he promises Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar. Somehow that he didn't know and somehow that he didn't have. So he didn't understand what that was, to see what that's about. We spoke about the change in Seder of the Mishkan. Initially, before the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to build the Kelim and then the Mishkan. After the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bezalel, who wasn't involved in the initial Tzivui, to build the Mishkan and then the Kelim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bezalel to build the Kelim and then the Mishkan. And Bezalel says to him, "Ze lo minag shelo." And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Yeah, you Bezalel Kael. You know what you do. You do it your way." Which we said was strange because Moshe Rabbeinu knew better than Bezalel what was going on in the world because he was Asklepari Amir. And Bezalel was Bezalel. He was where the light was hidden. He didn't see clearly. So what's going on here? So we started focusing on the Yesod and we said we'll build it and we'll put it together. It's fascinating. It's not my Torah. This I heard from Todras Miller from Gateshead, Ramotcha Miller's son. And it has a shmek of Rav Moshe Shapiro in it. He was a very close cousin of Rav Moshe, and the shmeks of Rav Moshe. And it helped me put together a whole bunch of stuff that I've heard from the Tet, from Rav Moshe. Let me try and speak a little bit about it. There's unbelievable Yesod here, which touches on a lot of things. Tet wrote a safer whole book about some of these Yesodis. You'll see it's fascinating. But let's first get the principles clear, and then we'll try to apply them. Okay. So the first yesod you have to understand. So we saw the chinuch. The chinuch says this. Well, the Swami says that the chinuch brings down. There's two dynamics of how a person functions. The one we saw, for example, was David HaMelech. David HaMelech has a burning ave inside of himself, and that schleps along the body. Halev moshech is a goof. The Mesidus Sholem describes another level where the maisim, the guf, the externality, creates the inner his livers. You want to be about stocker, but you're not. You're not about stocker. You're inside, you're empty. Start giving stocker, you'll become about stocker. That's the lower level. The higher level is you just want to help people. Avraham Avinu, who he's platzing to help people. So he's driven from inside and his body just. Avraham Avinu by the bris, for example, is just another example I thought of this morning. Avraham Avinu's goof is screaming, just staying there. Yeah, the third day of the bris, he's in pain, he's agonizing, he can't help himself. He's so driven to the chesed from inside that the goof gets slipped outside. It's the hottest day. Kodesh Baruch Hu understands that Avraham Avinu needs to stay in bed, but Avraham Avinu can't. David HaMelech can't. He needs to go to work. He can't. He gets slipped into the base midrash. So those are the two different dynamics. The first level is before the Chet HaEgel. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was unaffected by the Chet HaEgel. He continues at that level, where the Lev is Moshech the Chitzoni. After the Chet HaEgel, we're in a different world. We're in a different world. We're in the world of Bezalel Kel. The light's been hidden. The Mishkan, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Riches, is a microcosm of an Adam. Adam, the Mishkan, the universe, they all follow the same Dmus, the Tavnis. They all follow the same pattern. All the workings of the creation, the building of the Mishkan, and the avoiding the Mishkan, says the Nefesh HaChaim, is there to teach a person how to work on himself. It's the exact same thing. The heart of a person is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's at the center. That's the Harabais, which is at the center of the universe. The whole thing is the same thing. The 39 Melachos that we create, that Hashem created the world with, so the 39 Melachos that you stop doing with the 39 Melachos, you book the Mishkan. It's all Kodavah. Adam and Mishkan is the same thing. Yeah, now you look like you're having a hard time with it. Okay, that the Nefesh HaChaim says that the Mishkan and Adam are exactly the same. The Adam before the Chet HaEgel is not the same as the Adam after the Chet HaEgel. So the Mishkan before the Chet HaEgel is not going to look the same as the Mishkan after the Chet HaEgel. There's been a change here. And the change manifests itself everywhere. Mr. Shem says, when Adam goes up, the world goes up. When Adam goes down, he slips the whole world down. Why? Because he is the whole world. Let us make man. The Nefesh HaChaim says, what does it mean, let us make man? Hashem got together with everything he'd created before he created Adam. And everyone contributed a piece of themselves, and that's what Adam was. He's a microcosm of the entire universe. If you want to know how the universe works and how it looks and what it looks like or whatever, you just study Adam. Study Adam. You look at yourself, and you'll understand everything. Look at the workings of the Mishkan, how it's built, how we work, the Kabbonis, which way the coin goes. They're all there to teach us how to work on ourselves, because it's the same thing.
Where do we see that the group being set up to the Simeus, being set up to go change from
again? We went from Aspaklara Meira by Moshe Rabbeinu to Betzel Kel. Exactly, I'm learning stuff in the Gemara. You tell me where it is. Yes. V'shechanti b'seichom. Asali Mishkan. B'seichom in you. Where's the Mishkan? In you. You're the Mishkan. Yeah, the Bate Knesio is also the microcosm. Although, it's us. Anyway, let's try and just stay. It's hard enough without. So maybe just try and stay focused. If you don't understand, we'll try and put it all together. I'm not saying there won't be loose ends at the end of this. If there are no loose ends at the end of this, then I've done something wrong. Because this is Torah, and they have loose ends. So understand the Yesod, yeah. We'll see it. Purim's also connected to Adam Rishon before the Chet of, the Purim connected Adam Rishon before the Chet, not the Chet, is also a cut off there. But for now, we're focusing on this Yesod. By the way, the Luchos before the Chet of the Eagle and the Luchos of the Chet were also different. But it's the same idea here. Luchos Rishonos were Maisei Elokim. And the words were Maisei Elokim. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yayim Hashem HaMoshe, Sol Lecha. You go break the Luchos now. You build them. You develop them yourself. It's no more coming with the inspiration that you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And your goof just does what the inner world's telling it to do. Now you have to create the energy to go make the luchos. It's going to come from you now. It's not coming from the inspiration that comes from a Kodesh Baruch. And by the way, the luchos, I never knew this, very interesting. The luchos were square, yeah? Did everybody know? So while in the shuls, you see they have this little like thing at the top. It says the luchos were luchos libcho. The luchos, the Kadmonim say, represents the heart. The luchos represent the heart. The heart's very central, it's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The luchos represent the heart. So they always put a little thing on top as a remez, but the luchos is the heart. Luchos libcho, because of a luchos libcho, the tablets of your heart, because that's the center of the Torah. What's the center of Torah? Heart always means central. What's central? But the Shakadosh is in the middle. The heart's in the middle. What's the central theme of the whole Torah? The whole Torah is the center of the Torah, the luchos. That's what it all comes out of. Luchos Lipko. We'll see from the Luchos where that fits in. It's no coincidence, by the way, and we'll see now that the Shivrei Luchos and the Luchos are put in the Oren. Hashem tells Moshe, take the Shivrei Luchos and the Luchos and put them in the Oren. Well, everybody must learn how to get their covered for the common Pokemon. He does, whatever. So if it turns that becomes possible, we see something even deeper here. Shivrei Luchos are also in the Oren. Now we can try, maybe understand what's going on. Before the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu is Lovavos Moshe Chesaguf. That's the Klara Mary. He sees reality clearly, and his inner reality drives his action. And therefore, you build the Mishkan, you build the inner world first. And the inner world then creates the external world. So you make the Kalim and then you make the Mishka. And that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu commands him how to do it. First the Kalim, then the Mishkan. The Kalim are the inner world of a person. And the Mishkan is the Chitzonius, the outside part of the world. After the Chet Ha'egel, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and says to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not going to work anymore like that. First build the Mishkan and then put in the Kalim. First do the Maisim and then the world will catch up. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand that. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't involved in the Chet. Moshe Rabbeinu is still holding by pre-Chet. Moshe Rabbeinu never, he wasn't there for the Chet Ha'egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't stand that. So he tells Bezalel, first build the Kalim and then the Mishkan. And Bezalel says to him, Zelominok Shalilo. Maybe you made a mistake here, Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you first the Mishkan and then the Kalim. Like the Chinuch, first you do the Maisim and then the Pnimius gets Moshe after that. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, you know what, you're right. You're Bezalel Kel, you're in the lower level. You're in a place where there's not so much love. So you better do it your way. Be a dieter, do it your way. Because in my world, I don't live in that world anymore. I don't look a shooter world anymore. I'm Luchos Rishoy. You Luchos Sheni. I don't understand that. I can't confess that. Same as Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand Rebbe Akiva's Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu sits in Rebbe Akiva's Shia. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes him to Rebbe Akiva's Shia. Rebbe Akiva is giving Shia. Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. Moshe doesn't understand what he's talking about. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah should be Ksav. And Rebbe Akiva's Kula Torah should be Alpeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Novi. And Rebbe Akiva's Chochma. Chochma Arif Mi Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu is holding in his world. He can't get into this world. He doesn't understand Bezalel Kel. He understands that Zem in other Shalilam, you Bezalel Kel, so Vidata. So you know better than me. So you first build the Mishkan and then you build the Kalim because you understand you need the Maisi before you can have the, because that's the world we live in today. Okay. The Shviras Haluchos, what represents Moshe Rabbeinu, is still available today. In the Aron as well. He's also put in the Aron. So the Luchos got broken. So what I need them for? They also in the Aron. Moshe Rabbeinu's level, the Lev is Moshech, the Guf, is still available today. David HaMelech was able to get it, and you're able to get it. When? In Adar. Why Dafka Adar? Because Adar was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. What's it going to do with anything? The Moedik Yisod, fantastic Yisod. We all know, we say it, but Derech Sakois almost, like it's a bit of a joke. Achrei Mois Kedoshim. You know, they say, after a person dies, then everybody starts, you know, Zecher Tzadik Lepanish Lebroch, you know, while he was alive, no one agreed with him, no one agreed with him, whatever. After he dies, then he's Zecher Tzadik Lebroch, and everybody starts. But the Gemara says there's a deep Yisod here. The Gemara says the Talmidim only started understanding the Rebbe after he died. Kol Zaman, the Rebbe, is still alive. His mechusa, his Torah is hidden within him. What he can give over is going to be limited by the fact that he's limited in this world. After the Rebbe dies, there's no more limitations on his Torah, and his Torah can now go out fully and freely and be understood by everybody. You see that at one just example of Pinkus. How many people knew or heard of the Shimshon Pinkus that song? How many people knew who he was, what he was, whatever? You might have heard of Shia there, whatever. After he was Nifta, show me a yeshiva bocha, show me a yeshiva, show me anywhere to that, but Yankov, it doesn't go to Pinkus' story. While he was alive? After Ravigdor Miller was Nifta, well, the whole world learned his story today. 40 years later, when he was saying that people wanted to drive him out of town. And today? The Rambam, there are many examples of this. When a person dies, his Torah gets born. When a person dies, that's when his Torah gets born. That's when his Torah can come into the world, what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the day that he died, it means he was born on the day that he died. It doesn't mean that his birth certificate, it means that as well. His birth certificate said one thing, his death certificate said, wow, it's the same day, coincidence. Is that as well? What Haman didn't understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on that day was that Moshe Rabbeinu died on in Adar, and therefore the Shvil Zanuches, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was shaykh to, the Levavos Moshe Chesaguf, That dad, that wasn't Shaykh anymore. That inner secret, that inner yisod that comes out, that's sort of what a Jew really is. That is Kodesh Vatar inside, and that's what drives him, and that's what moves him, and that's what's covered over and hidden. That's what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu dies. That's born on Adam. He didn't understand that. You have the opportunity in Adam to connect to that again if you want, to reconnect to that, to work that modality, which you can't do the rest of the year. Why? That's because Moshe Rabbeinu died. And as he died, that dynamic became available to everybody. Of course, when Moshe Rabbeinu was around, but Sadol can't relate to that. He has to build the Mishkan, first the Mishkan and then the Kalim. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu's died, you can do it the other way as well. You have sheikhs to the Shvirus Hanukkah, and that's why they're still in the Orin, because they didn't go away. That dynamic is still there. That inner Pnimius is still there. That Pnimius can be reignited and re-inspired and reworked. Dafki in Adar. V'na'afuch as a chodesh. It's the chodesh that was na'afuch. Love Dafka to Purim. Purim had to be in Adar because Adar is a chodesh in Afuch. It wasn't that Adar became the simcha because of Purim. Purim had to be in Adar because that's when you can connect to them. That's when you can connect to Klal Yisrael pre the chet ha'egel and go back to Shvirus and go back to Luchas Rishon. That's what's happening in Adar. And more than that, and I'll show you how that works as well. I've spoken about that, my own idea. I'm not going to blame anybody else for this if it's wrong. But we get back to Adam Arishon before the Chet. We get back to Adam Arishon before the Chet on Purim as well. It's an afuchu ad kedeka. What was the Chet of Adam Arishon? He ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'ra. What does that mean? The tree of the knowledge of good and bad. The Das doesn't mean knowledge. Das doesn't mean knowledge. Not just any knowledge. Das means the knowledge that you and the knowledge have become one. Das is the inner knowledge that a person has. The knowledge that you know you're alive. It's not external knowledge. You don't need the five senses to tell you you're alive. External knowledge of distances comes via the five senses. Das is the knowledge that comes with data that doesn't come from the five senses. So where does it come from? Where does it come from? From the inner reality. That comes first. I don't have an external reality and therefore I know I'm alive. If I take away your five senses, you'd still know you're alive. People during Corona couldn't smell and couldn't taste. They knew they were alive. If you take away all your five senses, put in an isolation tank, which takes away all your five senses, and you still know you're alive. You can go crazy, but that's another story. Yeah, there was experiments they did way back when in the 60s, in the university. There's an incredible experiment of isolation. You deprive a person of all his senses, and he's still alive. He knows he's alive. Scary. Anyway, so that inner knowledge, the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'ra, is the eighth. When you eat from that eighth, Tov V'ra becomes joined together where? In you. That was the fall of Adam Arishon. Before the Chet, there's an Nefesh HaChaim in the Agor there in Perek Aleph, in Shar Aleph. Before the Chet, where was Adam? Where's the Yetzer Hara? It was external. Adam Arishon was Kodesh V'Tor, pure Basta Kalamira. After the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra, what happened? The Yetzer Hara came inside. There's nothing that's pure anymore. There's no evil that doesn't have good. There's no good that doesn't have evil. It's all mixed. It's one big Iburbia. Why? Because there's a Chibur. There's Das. Das means Chibur. Keyodua is an official time. So everybody knows. Das means Chibur. So the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra was the Eitz that Mechaber within him Tov V'ra. Now he's got to fight a different kind of a war. And he's got to deal with things differently because his inner world has been contaminated. He has to work it differently. Could be that he has to do the outside work and the inside will then catch up. He can't do it from inside anymore because the inside's been tainted. What's Purim? You have to drink Adelo Yodo. What does Adelo Yodo mean? Until you don't know. You just can't tell the difference between Moshe and Haman. You can't tell the difference between Rabbi Lashiv and Hitler. You can't see the difference anymore. You're so drunk. There's a toilet in there. There's a threat in not being able to see the difference between a Rosha and a Tzaddik. Well, why would you deceive yourself like that? That's not Pshat. They can't be Pshat. It is Pshat as well, but I don't understand it. The Pshat means you have to drink so much that there's no more Chibur Bein Tov V'ra in you. Mishenichnes Yain Yotze Sod. What's the sod? The sod is that you don't have that contamination in a certain place within yourself. There's a certain place inside of the Yid's Neshama where he's Kodesh V'Tor, where he's completely pure. He's driven by that inner reality, that inner Ava. Dovin HaMelech, Tzama Nafshi. Kirvas Elokim Litoiv. He's purely driven by that. It's been contaminated, but there's still a place that was never contaminated. The Shviras HaLuchos are still in the aura. And you can access that when? On Purim. Why? Because Purim is the day that the Chodesh, Purim is in Adar. And in Adar, it's now full. By the way, that's why Yom Kippur is on a lower level than Purim. Because Yom Kippur is Tshuva after the Chet, and Purim is before the Chet. On Purim, we say, Hine Lechon of Kibush Uchlima. We're embarrassed. Bush and Klima, two types of embarrassment. Bush is an external embarrassment and Klima is an internal embarrassment. But I'm embarrassed. What do we say on Purim? Lo se vayshu v'lo se kalmoy. Exactly the opposite. There's no embarrassment. Why? Because you're in a world where there's no chet. You pre the chet. That's what Ahasuerus wanted to attack. That's what Ahasuerus and Haman were going after. They were going after the Hester. They were going after the deepest inner soul of what a Jew is. Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, but he was born. What was born in Adar? That inner reality that you can reconnect to that. You can go back to Adam Rishon before the chet. When Moshe Rabbeinu dies. When is that in Adar? Haman didn't know that. Without that, Haman's right. We're very vulnerable. We're just a contaminated talent that's completely not driven by anything inside of ourselves. You want to see it in Shema, so it's in the Shema as well. It's amazing. If you look at the Shema, we spoke about it once before. It's Kabbalah Samalku Shemaim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. First, there has to be the Ava, and then there can be the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. But if you see it here, it's what we're talking about. It's Mamash Nidyuk in the Loshon. Mamash in the Loshon of Shema. The first pasuk of Shema, the first paragraph of Shema is a higher level. Where is Shema? I think it says, first of all, it says, V'haftas Shema l'kech, v'chol l'vav, v'chol l'vav, v'chol l'vav, v'chol yod v'melech, she'enuchim, v'tzav ha'chayim, alavach, v'shinantam l'vech, v'yaratavom. It starts with V'hafta, and then it goes to v'shinantam, v'dibata, it goes to the mitzvah. Yeah? First the Abba, first the Leiv, and then the Maisim. What's the second pasuk? It starts first with the maisim, with the mitzvahs, and that leads to the ava. That's the lower level. You see it everywhere, by the way. If you look at this, you'll see the dynamic happening everywhere. Nowhere it doesn't happen. That's Purim. And that's Adar. Adar, Purim has to be another because Adar is the time we can go back to Adar before the Chet. We've got to clean ourselves before the Chet Ha'egel. Kimu v'kiblu. There's a Kabbalah Satorah on Purim. A Kabbalah Satorah of Sinai, they went back to Adar before the Chet. Poska Zuhuma, the Yetzirah left them. They were bent back to being Adar before the Chet. What happened to Chet Ha'egel? They went back to being Adar after. In Purim, there were Kimu Mitlu Mashalok Kiblu Vesinai. There was another Kabbalah Satori. How did that happen? Must have been they went back to Adam Rishon before the Chet. They went back to Klal Yisrael before the Chet Ha'egel. No? It must be. How do you have a Kimu Mitlu if you don't have Adam Rishon before the Chet? You can't have Kabbalah Satori without Adam Rishon before the Chet. They were Makabal Torah Shabiksav. They were given that Sinai, and the Gemara in Shabbos says they weren't punished for any infringement of Torah Shabbat until Purim. They weren't mekabel it. It's harke gigis. It's harke gigis. It's another sugya. It's another whole sugya. What happens in Purim, by the way? Okay, I've done what I had to do. I've answered the questions. I'll just point out an interesting thing. I've kept things down in the Sefer there. That if you have a look, you'll see that Purim is the only chag, whatever you want to call it, that is shaykh to show the b'ksav and Torah Shabbat pair. There's no safer Chanukah in Tanakh. There's a safer Purim in Tanakh called Megillas Esther. Torah Shabbat Ksav. But there's also Gemara. There's a Gemara Megillah. Chanukah has a little, paragraph in Gemara Shabbat somewhere hidden away. It doesn't have any Torah Shabbat here, but there's no Torah Shabbat Ksav. Purim, Torah Shebikzav, and Torah Shebaalpeh. When did Purim happen? At the interface between Nebuah to Chochmah. Mordechai was an ancient Neses HaGedoyla, which was made up of Nevi'im and Tanoim. It was at that interface. So that's what Purim is. Purim is exact. That was the whole Machlokes of Esther. When you can have a book of the Megillas Esther, does go into Tanakh, it doesn't go into Tanakh. Where exactly did Purim happen? Did it happen in Torah Shebikzav world or Torah Shebaalpeh world? In both. It spans both worlds. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's world and it's Rabbi Akiva's world. It's the Tzadik Gomer of Asma Kala Meira and it's the Valtshuva, the Ger, Rabbi Akiva, who sees things not by Asma Kala Meira. He sees things through Chochem Adif Ninovi. That's where Purim is happening as well, that you see the same dynamic. Same dynamic. But what Ahasuerus wanted to destroy was the Shviras HaLuchos, was the Asma Kala Meira that every Jew has, and when does he have access to it? Dafki in Adar. And that's why Purim can be in Adar, because you need that in order to be able to be Kabbalah Toyer, to have a Kabbalah Toyer. Anyway, that's some of the things that are going on in Mitzvah Sham from tonight. From tomorrow, we're in Adar. We should lichnas Adar. Ma'avim b'simcha. What's the simcha? Is I have shaykhs to going back to being inspired. If I want, I can work. I can start driving myself from inside. You have to keep doing the ma'asim as well. But it's inside. Inside. Not the pe'ulos. And the Moshech, the Levavos, the Levavos, and now Moshech, the Pulas. That's the cue of Adar. That's why Purim has to be in Adar, because without that, you can't have the Purim. That's some of the Machshavas. But if you apply this, you'll see it applies everywhere. No way where you don't have this. Ask the Chosid. When the Chosid meets the Kana, it's wow. Yeah, it's just mamash. They have the bus call and they're in love and they whatever. Yeah, and then after the Sheva Brochas, what happens? Sort of like goes away. Now what happens? Now you have to work. Okay, now you've got hard work to do. The Aspekalim here has gone away, and now you're in the world of a Pulois Moshech Halavavois. Gonna the chuppah. It's the Lavavois Moshech the Pulois. Why is he gonna the chuppah? Because his goof's taking him there and inside he doesn't feel anything. No. You see the way the Chosin and Tala look at each other. Wow. And 10 years later, they're not looking at each other. Like what happened? It's taken away. They have to work and work and work and work and work. Where do you get to in the end? To where you were. Under the chuppah. That's the goal. Always works like that. There's the first phase of clarity, inspiration. It gets taken away so you can work at it and earn it. And then you go back to where it was before. Okay, got it. So the work of Adar, the work of putting the simcha, is to start arousing the inner world and starting to be driven by the after the first possible shema, the bolus amalchus shemaim. That's where their void is, more than their voider of tishrei or whatever. Where their void is, the pu'ulos moishech is a levavos tshuva, the seder.